For the journey, you may want a journal and festive pens, because the things that you may discover on this journey might be worth jotting down and remembering and going back to at a different time in a different place. And it's always just so beautiful, I feel, to hold that journal and to use it for tracking and tracing new learning opportunities. For the journey, you may also want to keep an open mind, because we are going to talk about some ideas and modalities that may be new, that may be something you've heard of before, but that you may hold bias around, something that you may think is frivolous and unimportant. And I want you to hold your mind open to whatever you felt was frivolous, or whatever you passed judgment on before. I'd like for you to step into it in a new light, with new eyes. Maybe even think of it as post-pandemic eyes, and see that everything has an opportunity to learn from, and everything that holds bias may hold bias because of a core understanding that society has cast upon it in an effort to make it less, because at some point it may have been vital to sustaining our soul and our mental health as women, as feminine energy, which can be man or woman, which can biologically be both. It is what your soul calls for, and all of our souls are divinely masculine and feminine. So keep an open mind as we wade through topics that may be a trigger to previous misunderstandings, or that may have been completely cast off because of the overculture's consideration or lack thereof. For the journey, you may also want to have a space where you dive into what we are going to learn and discuss and contemplate. And maybe you can find a comfy place to do this work and to learn these ideas within. For the journey, you may want to learn about thinking maps. Thinking maps are a holdover from my elementary English language learner teaching days, but I love them because they are more than just tools for children learning a new language to use, rather than have to use words and or language, written language, in an effort to help them learn the English language better, which is what the thinking maps, when I was presented to them getting my master's degree in English language learning, that is what they were used for. We gave them to students. They were a tool, so that if you had a classroom full of students at different reading and language levels that everybody could access the information and retrieve it and then show that they had an understanding of it. But what I like to do with thinking maps, now that I am not an educator, is I like to use them as a tool of dropping in to a topic in a more complex way. And I'm going to give a little bit more information about thinking maps, but they are in a link below on this section, and I will discuss them a little bit more thoroughly in this section on a audio a little bit further down. So just be on the lookout for that. It's for you. Everything is for you. You do not have to take everything that is offered to you. That is the key that you definitely want to take on this journey, is that all of these offerings are for you, but you get to choose which ones you take and which ones you leave. And it is perfectly fine and beautiful to pick and choose. That is part of this journey, is being totally fine with ignoring what you don't need or what doesn't feel like something you want to drop into. And finally, for this journey, you may want to go and get a plant that you keep by your side in your comfy place where you are going to contemplate and go through this material. The plant can physically mark your energetic growth. The way that it will do that is that you just make the decision that the plant will mark your energetic growth. And as you care for the plant, and as the plant sits beside you at your desk or by your chair or on the table where you are going to dive into this material, you are going to care for the plant. You are going to water the plant. The plant is going to potentially grow over the next few months. And you can mark that growth. And you can actually think of the plant's growth as a physical marker and representation of the energetic growth that you are going through as you learn and play with the modalities and contemplate the modalities and determine the modalities that work best for you on this journey of radical self-awareness, soul retrieval, and as you mark your story and your storyline and you weave together those threads. So, none of it is needed, but you may want for the journey to have some of these things. If you have other things that you want for the journey ahead that you'd like to share that are important to you as you begin to delve into new ideas or revisit old ideas and draw upon them, I'd love for you to go over to our Facebook group that you all have been invited to. It's called Retrievalist Self-Soul Story on Facebook. It is a private group, but if you are a part of this, you have been invited, and you just need to go and click and join that community and share if you feel so compelled to connect with this community in that way. No worries if you do not. If Facebook is not your thing, if being in those kinds of groups and talking or posting is not something that you want to be an active part of, that is totally fine as well. The great thing about this is, like I said before, these are all offerings. There are lots of opportunities to connect, but none of them are required. Your time is yours, and you get to dive in to whatever aspects of these offerings you feel called to. So, with that said, we will wrap this up. And if you are interested in learning more about Thinking Maps, then there will be a link in this section to learn more about that. And if not, then we will see you in the next section. Cheers.